Good Wednesday. This is Ozarks at Large. Public comment on revisions and updates to two draft water quality policies, as well as a key regulation by the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, are being accepted this month. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich tells us more.
The federal environmental law known as the Clean Water Act of 1972 aims to restore and maintain the chemical, physical, and biological integrity of the nation's waters in collaboration with states. Fayetteville City Council member Teresa Turk, a fifth-generation Arkansan, retired NOAA fishery scientist, and self-employed environmental consultant spent part of her summer attending a series of stakeholder meetings regarding two ADEQ policies, including a triennial review of Regulation 2 of the Clean Water Act.
Well, Regulation 2 is a regulation, and it governs all of the state's water quality parameters, regulations. So it's a big deal. And every 3 years, it's required to be reviewed. That's why it's called a triennial review. So every 3 years, the state's required to have a public comment period and input on these regulations. And so they actually had a stakeholder working group, and I was fortunate enough to be part of that. But unfortunately, all of the ideas and recommendations that the stakeholders made were not incorporated into Regulation 2 for this year. Basically, what they said is that we're making name changes. So instead of it being a regulation, now it's going to become a rule. So most of these were just grammatical changes that were made. So very, very minimal. And they really did not take any of our recommendations. Now, the public still has a chance to comment on that until, I believe, early September.
September 8th is the deadline. Turk says tourism, the second leading industry in Arkansas, needs to be taken into consideration for any water quality decision making.
And many tourists come here to enjoy our clean rivers and our clean waters and our lakes and recreate. So in my view, Regulation 2 is so incredibly important to our economic health and sustainability in Arkansas, and should be given the proper input and concern and consideration by the public, not just industry.
Two policies which have technical titles have also gone through stakeholder review, she says, and are now open for public comment. One is the Anti-Degradation Implementation Methodology Draft Document, which Turk says has been required by the Clean Water Act regulation since 1987.
So this document, I find, is very, very lacking. And part of it is because they're not going to put it in regulation. This is going to be a policy. So some states really have this more as a regulation where it's binding and you can enforce it. And here, it's under the Clean Water Act, but it's not a direct enforcement action.
The Anti-Degradation Implementation Methodology details how tiers of water quality protection are applied to waters of the state, balancing economic interests with environmental protection. In a nutshell, Turk says certain rivers and lakes in Arkansas chronically show signs of pollution. For example, excess algae growth, which indicates the policy is not working.
It does not address non-point source pollution. And when I say non-point source pollution, that means like runoff from like fields where manure, like from hog manure or chicken manure, has been applied. That's one of our primary sources of pollution in Arkansas, is from the field runoff. And yet this document right here, again, does not address that. And it's not just for public health reasons, but it's also for recreational opportunities. We need to make sure that we have clean water forever and that industry does not dictate policy in our state.
Stakeholders include, among others, waterworks and wastewater managers, conservation districts, county judges, the State Chamber of Commerce, Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, the Department of Agriculture, Oil and Gas Commission, and Arkansas Farm Bureau, among 15 public interest group stakeholders who voice serious concerns about water quality in Arkansas, are Nature Conservancy, Ozark Society, Arkansas Canoe Club, Buffalo River Watershed Alliance, Mulberry River Society and White River Waterkeeper.
So in many ways, while I appreciate their efforts, it's also been quite a bit of a waste of our time and energy. We actually had four of these meetings, four of them, and yet they're not taking any of our recommendations into consideration. And so what is happening here is the state is saying, oh yeah, we finally got around to it. We finally got this anti-degradation implementation methodology, but we're only going to give you 30 days to comment on it. And they've been waiting 33 years.
You can read the draft anti-degradation implementation methodology document on ADEQ's website. We'll provide a link to it on our news site, which includes comments. Another policy under review is called the continuing planning process regarding principal operational procedures of Arkansas water quality management programs and permits.
So the CPP is what it's kind of known as, the continual planning process. And it is a highly technical document that goes through all kinds of different modeling and different scientific criteria. And it is used by permitters, by the state, when they're permitting a facility. That methodology within the CPP is used to evaluate the permit application. And that document has not been updated for 20 years. So once again, the public is only being given 30 days to comment on a document that has not been updated for 20 years. As you can probably hear in my voice, I feel there's really a lack of consideration by the state on the public's interest in allowing them to seriously review these documents and provide meaningful comments in the way our water quality is regulated for the future.
In an email to ADEQ and media August 9th, Teresa Turk asked for the comment period for these draft policies to be extended, so the public can have more time to read the complex documents and respond. We queried ADEQ, which now operates under the Department of Energy and Environment. A spokesperson responded saying that due to the existing enhanced stakeholder process, public comment will not be extended. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.